This is CICK News. A proposal from the District of Houston is aiming to change how the province buys everyday supplies by giving local businesses a bigger role. At a March 3rd council meeting, Councillor Stringfellow and Uverman endorsed a North Central Local Government Association, or NCLGA, resolution calling on the province to allow ministries and agencies to purchase more goods directly from local vendors rather than relying solely on centralized distribution. Supporters say the change could help communities that are hit hard by the loss of major industries such as Houston, keeping more public spending in local economies. I spoke with District of Houston Councillor Tom Stringfellow about why he brought the motion forward and what it could mean for northern communities.
I'm Tom Stringfellow. I think what brought this to my attention was the idea that things in the province have changed. Government's vision, which doesn't work for every community. And for us, we've lost heavy industry. We lost heavy industry in 2014, and we've lost heavy industry here. Canfor has now been down, I believe, 3 years. So what's happening to our little community is it's very difficult for our businesses. They're losing money. They're trying to stay alive. And some of the products that are sent through the PDC or provincial distribution centers is basically the same items, or quite a few of them are the same that are in the local stores. So I'm not sure why we can't have the provincial government get into contracts with some of the local businesses to, I would think that it was an opportunity, I think, for the whole province. I mean, we can't source everything. The medical supplies and some of those things, we won't be able to source. But supplies like cleaning supplies, shovels, well, I'm thinking it's quite large. It's mostly once a month. Each of those stations or each of those agencies get these supplies. So, like I said, like some of them we won't be able to source, but the majority of them I would think you could source, and you could get into a contract with a local store here, like the Home Hardware or something like that, where cleaning supplies and brooms and batteries, or we're duplicating the same supplies are coming this way to the PDC, and they're coming through when the store too. So we're getting duplicates of supplies into the community. One's going to a provincial government agency, and the other's going to the local store. But it doesn't seem to make any sense to me that we can't source that locally and help the local businesses just, to, like I say, stay on their feet and supply these agencies with those supplies. But I know the provincial government is going to say, well, no, we source, so we can save money, and by doing it, we save taxpayers money, and we can do contracts with suppliers, and 80% of it is Canadian made. But my argument is, like, the tax dollars don't come back to this community. Mm-hmm. Same as when the mills here, we had to fight to get RBA. I mean, that took 10 years for us to argue with government to say a lot of our revenue is leaving this community and we need some money to come back. And I think we're at a point here now again where we need the government to let go of some of them, help out our local businesses. We've lost heavy industry. We don't see anything in the near future coming this way, and local businesses are having a tough time. So I think they could rewrite some contracts. I don't think they need to do maybe the whole province, but I think there's communities in the north here. They've all lost heavy industry. You're talking like Fraser Lake and Vanderhoof. So there's ways. I think there's ways. I think they just need to take the time to figure it out. I think there's the technology today is a lot easier for that to happen through contracts. I just think it's time for a bit of a change.
We know property taxes rose in Houston again this year by just over 11%.
Is this part, like, is this sort of part of a plan that you see to sort of create a closed loop economy for Houston?
No, I think it's a bigger plan to realize that we can't rely on heavy industry. They come in, they leave, and it's unfair to the taxpayers that the burden is left with them. People move here, they work here, and then they had good paying jobs. And then when things shift in the government or in ideas or whoever makes the shift happen, it's shifting now, that these industries can shut down and walk away. And the burden of the tax revenue that we were receiving, or that municipalities receive, like I said, Lake, Vanderhoof, is gone. And then what you have is you have this dilemma of asking the taxpayer to pay more to try and keep your pools in open and other amenities that the community, and like you say, asking the taxpayer to dig in their pocket a little more. And I just think that's unfair to the citizens. They've paid their share, and then now to ask them after a large company walks away to say, oh, you have to make that up. So that's, and I think that's unfair from the provincial government as well, to say, well, that's Houston's problem. But we have to source or find a way to not be so reliant on heavy industry. And back in the day when, in 2014, when West Fraser shut down, we actually put money aside in an account thinking that, well, one day if Canfor ever shuts down, we'll have a little bit of money to carry us over until something happens or something, we can source something else, some other industry, or anyway, just not the burden wouldn't be on the taxpayers as heavy if there was no money. So we took that in account, and we made an account that we started, and it's actually helping us out this year. We have it, I believe we have it for the next 3 years, a portion of money that we're able to use, put back towards the taxes, but it's not enough to balance the budget without looking at some way of some sort of taxes.
Was this resolution endorsed by council?
Yes.
Councillor Stringfellow, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak about my resolution, and hopefully it'll pass at NCLGA and move on to the UMPC.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.